What's happening locally? The news.
And let us do that. Take a look, shall we? Our Friday morning look, our last look for this week. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Ricardo Martinelli Barrical finally leaves for Nicaragua, which means that for now he has evaded serving the 128-month prison sentence that he was facing for money laundering. Foreign Minister Javier Martinez Acha announced this Thursday, the 27th of March, that his office will issue a safe conduct permit for strictly humanitarian reasons for the former President of the Republic to travel to Nicaragua as a political asylum seeker, despite having been convicted of a common crime under the protective mantle of Daniel Ortega's dictatorship. Given that the timing of justice does not always coincide with the timing of health demands, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has decided to recognize the asylum granted by the government of the Republic of Nicaragua to Mr. Ricardo Martinelli Barrical, former President of the Republic. And as a result, the safe conduct requested by said government has been granted so that Mr. Ricardo Martinelli Barrical, former President of the Republic, can promptly travel to the Republic of Nicaragua, Martinez Acha announced at a conference in the amphitheater of the Foreign Ministry, where he read a statement that he had written down on a piece of paper. The foreign minister emphasized that the decision was made following a court ruling against him and after all legal avenues had been exhausted. The safe conduct does not in any way imply that the conviction has been annulled. Martinelli is leaving pending his imprisonment and the payment of $19.2 million fine for laundering the funds used in 2010, and this is when he was president, to acquire the shares of Editora Panama America S.A., which we know as EPASA, through the new business basket company. The exact date of his trip to Managua was not specified, but the foreign ministry said the safe conduct permit expires at midnight on Monday, the 31st of March. This safe conduct permit will only allow you to travel to Nicaragua and cannot be used to travel to any other country. Martinez Acha stated that the asylum was granted for humanitarian reasons and at no point did he refer to Martinelli as a persecuted person or a political asylum seeker, as the former president and his lawyers have claimed. Asylum is recognized and safe conduct is granted for strictly humanitarian reasons, as it would allow former President Ricardo Martinelli Barrical to continue his defense under more favorable conditions than the current ones, such as free access to outpatient treatment that would significantly improve his quality of life, the foreign ministry added. He warned that the safe conduct permit is being granted starting this Thursday and has a non-extendable validity period that ends at midnight on the 31st of March. For the execution of the transfer protected by the safe conduct, we will rely on the good offices of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, said Martinez Acha, before thanking the journalists for their presence, and he did not accept questions. The press conference lasted less than 3 minutes. It is unknown whether the Ministry of Foreign Affairs personnel will accompany Martinelli until he sets foot in Nicaragua. It has also not been announced whether the former president will travel on a commercial flight, a private plane, or whether Ortega will send a vehicle to pick him up. Martinelli has been in the Nicaraguan embassy in the La Alameda neighborhood since February the 7th. This was 3 days after the conviction in the new business case became final. At the time, Martinelli was the presidential candidate for the Realizando Metas, the RM party. With that conviction, he was barred from holding public office, and the Electoral Tribunal announced that José Raúl Molino, who had been the vice presidential candidate until then, would be his replacement. Molino became the head of the RM ticket and won the presidential election 3 months later. Shortly before the Chancellor's announcement, and with Molino visiting Los Santos province, Martinelli posted a message on his Instagram account in which he complained about an alleged assault on the embassy. "They want to do something wrong to me. We're watching everything they do," he said. He also mentioned that there was an unusual police presence in the area, although officers have always been there as there is an arrest warrant out for him to be taken to prison to serve his sentence for New Business. Alejandro Perez and Alma Cortes, lawyers and fellow supporters of Martinelli, were also seen on the premises. The same day he sought refuge in the embassy, the Nicaraguan Foreign Ministry announced that it was granting asylum to Martinelli, who had requested protection from Ortega because he considered himself persecuted for political reasons and his life in imminent danger, according to a letter from the Nicaraguan Ministry of Foreign Affairs. But what was witnessed throughout his stay at that diplomatic headquarters was a succession of parties, political meetings and barbecues. He remodeled and expanded the apartments, installed a jacuzzi and a gym, and celebrated his two birthdays there. Visits of all kinds were frequent. Nicaragua even welcomed him with his pet and allowed him to post politically charged messages on social media without restriction, despite the fact that such displays violate the Caracas Convention on Political Asylum. There were a couple of warnings from the Panamanian Foreign Ministry to the ambassador on duty, but that was it. Martinelli's departure also means he will not be present at the Odebrecht bribery trial, which is scheduled to begin on the 11th of November. He will also be tried there for money laundering, along with 25 other people. The Vamos Coalition expressed its categorical rejection of the Panamanian government's decision to grant safe passage to former President Ricardo Martinelli, who's seeking, as we mentioned, refuge in the Nicaraguan embassy after being convicted of corruption. Well, in an official statement, the group described the measure as a blow to justice and a concession of impunity that weakens the rule of law in Panama. This is not political persecution, it's impunity, the organization stated, arguing that a person with a final sentence should not receive this benefit. According to Vamos, the government had diplomatic options to enforce Martinelli's sentence without resorting to the safe conduct. The right thing to do was to exhaust diplomatic channels with Nicaragua, and if they refuse, resort to international bodies such as the International Court of Justice, said the statement. The coalition criticized the fact that José Raúl Mulino's administration waited months to act and ultimately made a decision that they considered more political than legal. The Comptroller General of the Republic, Anel Bolo Flores, confirmed that the salary increase for the Supreme Court justices was approved through insistence after the initial request was rejected. According to Flores, the first request, which contemplated a $4,000 salary increase for the judges, was returned without endorsement. However, on the 29th of January, the request was reiterated with the signatures of all nine judges, triggering a legal mechanism that, after 2 months without formal response, allowed for automatic approval under the Administrative Silence Clause. Despite expressing his disagreement with the measure, the comptroller explained that his decision strictly adhered to the law and the Constitution. Against my will, but adhering to the law I swore to uphold, I have to make the respective endorsement out of insistence, he declared. Flores also noted that he had held prior discussions with the judges on the issue, although he was ultimately forced to endorse the increase because he could not violate the current legal framework. The President of the Republic, José Raúl Mulino, described as unforgivable the behavior of a Social Security official in Capira, who refused to provide medical care to a student from the Professional and Technical Institute, the IPT, of Capira in West Panama. This act sparked widespread outrage and has been strongly condemned by both citizens and government authorities. President Mulino announced that he will ask the director of the CSS, Dino Mon, to immediately dismiss the official involved and demanded that the Ministry of Health, MINSA and the CSS take strict measures to prevent situations like this from happening again. This cannot be tolerated. It is unacceptable that patients are treated this way in a public health system, the president stated. Well, the young man, who was not initially treated at the Capira Primary Healthcare Unit, was eventually transferred to the Nicolás A. Solano Hospital in La Chorrera, where he is in stable condition. However, the incident has highlighted the lack of sensitivity and responsibility in the treatment of patients by some public health system officials. President Molina reiterated his condemnation of this act and on behalf of the Panamanian state apologized to the student's family. I hope this young man recovers soon, and I apologize to him and his family for this unforgivable atrocity. The first MiBus green route connecting Panama's city's Old Town will begin operating next Monday, 31st of March, as announced by President José Raúl Molina at his weekly press conference. The president explained that the new route will depart from the Cinco de Mayo metro station, integrating both transportation systems to reach the old historic town. Molina emphasized that this measure will help alleviate the traffic problems and constant congestion affecting this popular area of the capital. The president also highlighted that this will be the country's first green route, a crucial step in strengthening the government's environmental initiatives, as the buses serving the route will be fully electric. For its part, MiBus announced that the mid-2026 Carnival, Panama City, will have a fleet of 60 new electric buses. This initiative will mark a significant change in the operation of the public transportation system, providing users with an environmentally friendly, quiet, and more efficient alternative. In addition to this fleet, the Tourism Authority reportedly acquired 5 additional electric buses, which will operate specifically in the Old Town, further contributing to the sustainability of this iconic area of the capital. These new buses will not only contribute to reducing pollution, but will also make Panama the first country in Central America and the Caribbean to have a fully electric public transportation fleet. And President José Raúl Molina announced on Thursday that a plan, now in its final stages, will allow for the incorporation of bioethanol into the national fuel system. In his weekly press conference, Molina said that this product is known to improve fuel quality and contribute to the environment. He emphasized that this initiative is planned to be launched in 2026 and that the country's sugarcane producers have expressed interest in planting more to meet the required demand. The main advantage of this is that it can be used in all types of vehicles, improving combustion and reducing emissions. It will generate approximately 30,000 direct and indirect jobs and an economic injection of $400 million over a 5-year period in investment and salaries. This is a positive step as we stop importing so much fossil fuel, and this will help generate more money for industry. The plan is in its final phase and will be implemented in 2026, the president stated. And that's it. There we go. There's our look at some of the items in the local news today compiled for the programme.